Dear faithful, on this day we commemorate the fact of Our Lady's conception without the stain of original sin. When we consider her eminent destiny to be Mother of God incarnate, we are not surprised that she should be made the exception of the human race. God having taken entire possession of her from the moment that he created her soul and united to her body, she was freed from concupiscence, and ever after exempt from the least fault, being always careful not only to preserve this grace, but to merit an increase thereof by faithfully corresponding with it. Now there are indications throughout the Old Testament of her great privilege and place in salvation. I will just mention what the Divine Office has in the fifth reading today, based on the Canticle of Canticles, that's the Song of Solomon, it's chapter 4, verse 12. I quote, "A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a garden enclosed, a fountain sealed. Thy perfumes are a garden of delights. Verily, a garden of delights filled with the perfumes of all flowers, rich with the sweet savor of grace." Now I would say that it can truly be said that the Most Holy Virgin Mary herself is a garden enclosed, wherein to sin and Satan have never entered to sully the blossoms, a fountain sealed with the seal of the Trinity. For the greater glory of God, with the witness of Holy Scripture, the venerable traditions of the Church, the Church's unceasing belief, as well as the common conviction of all bishops and faithful Catholics, and by marked acts and constitutions of the Holy See, Pope Pius IX, in compliance with the wishes of the Universal Church, determined to publish it as a truth of faith, her Immaculate Conception. He did it on his own absolute and unerring authority, and accordingly, on the 8th day of December, 1854, in the Vatican Basilica, in presence of a great multitude composed of Father Cardinals of the Holy Roman Church and bishops from all of the earth, he, with the consent and jubilation of the whole world, declared and defined as follows, that doctrine which declareth that the Most Blessed Virgin Mary was in the first instant of her conception preserved by a special privilege granted unto her by God from any stain of original sin, and it is a doctrine, it is taught as a doctrine revealed by God, and therefore it is to be held by all faithful Christians firmly and constantly. Now, dear people, should not we ourselves use all possible care to preserve in our souls the sanctifying grace which we received in baptism, or recovered by the sacrament of penance, that we may imitate the Blessed Virgin in the esteem she had of divine grace? If Christians could only realize what it is to lose the grace of God, what it is to be His enemy, they would not so easily commit or remain in mortal sin. Often then, let us ask ourselves if we, like Mary, have a horror of deliberate sin. Do we, like her, dread it above all evils, and value purity of conscience above all treasures, glories, and gratifications? Another thought that this feast suggests is that if the divine goodness was pleased to bestow so many and such great privileges upon Mary because she was to become the mother of Jesus, the mother of God, because she was to conceive and bear in her chaste womb the Immaculate Lamb, what ought to be our sanctity, our innocence, our purity, when we approach the Holy Table and there receive into our hearts the same body and blood, now no longer capable of suffering, but glorious and immortal? What should be our disposition when we come to receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament? That's something that we can always ponder about. In closing, dear faithful, let me suggest a most suitable practice of piety, which is to say, 3 Hail Marys every morning, followed by the ejaculation, the short prayer, O Mary, through thy Immaculate Conception, obtain for me purity and sanctity of soul and body, Or, one a little more common, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Remember that when you go to Jesus, our Lord and Savior, you go to Jesus, when you go to Jesus through Mary, you are doing God's holy will. May our Lord always bless you through His Immaculate Mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.